A decision by Nepal's Supreme Court to block amnesties for serious crimes committed during the country's 10-year internal conflict has been welcomed as a significant development by UN Human Rights High Commissioner Navi Pillay. It's estimated that at least 13,000 people were killed in the long-running conflict between Maoist rebels and the government, which ended in 2006. I'm Deanne Penn, and for more on this, I spoke to Liz Throssell, media officer at the UN Human Rights Office in Geneva.
It's a significant development, as the High Commissioner has said, because the conflict went on for 10 years. There was a peace agreement, and as part of that peace agreement, they agreed to set up a Truth and Reconciliation Commission. But the problem was that as part of the legislation, it foresaw that there may be amnesties for serious human rights violations. What the Supreme Court said in its ruling on the 2nd of January was that that should not happen. And what the High Commissioner is saying is that it's a significant development. And what it means is that not having amnesties helps to ensure that the Truth and Reconciliation Commission is not going to be used to avoid or delay criminal investigations and prosecutions of the cases that happened during the 10-year internal conflict.
Thank you. And now, Liz, I wonder if you could just give us a little bit of background on that, you know, the establishment of this Truth and Reconciliation Commitment related to the conflict.
In many instances where there has been a long-running conflict, and in Nepal's case, as we've said, it was 10 years and it cost many lives, the calculations that at least 13,000 people were killed during the internal conflict. So as coming to an end of the conflict as part of peace deals, it was agreed to set up a Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And the whole point of Truth and Reconciliation Commissions is to try and find the truth about what happened, to bring justice, to help victims overcome, to seek reparation and find accountability. So if you're going to give amnesties for serious human rights violations that are committed, that is going to undermine the search for justice. And without justice, it's very difficult to have a meaningful and lasting peace process.
And now, going forward, does the High Commissioner have any recommendations for Nepal?
Well, what she's saying is that it's been a very important, significant development by the court that not only made this ruling with regard to amnesties, but also said that there should be a separate commission set up to look into the cases of disappeared people. And the whole issue of the missing in Nepal is highly charged. There's some 1,300 people who are missing from the times of the internal conflict. What she's also saying is that there are some issues with the criminal justice system in Nepal. There are still many serious human rights violations, including torture, sexual violence, and enforced disappearances, that are not still properly sanctioned by domestic law. So what she's calling for is a rapid amendment of criminal laws and procedures in order to bring them into line with international law and international human rights standards.